Hello and welcome to Podcast Vivre, the podcast that helps you grow your inner wealth. On the mic is Leila, founder of Mindful Academy and Mind Impact, and I'm delighted to walk alongside you on your journey of self-growth and development. Hello, my friend, and welcome to this second episode in English in my podcast channel. I noticed on the launch of the first episode in English, many of you are new to my channel. So I wanted to take the time to warmly welcome you into my world and also take the time of a brief introduction of who I am. My name is Leila. I'm 34 years old. I grew up in Morocco until the age of 18. Then I spent 15 years in Paris. Then lately, I'm in between Casablanca and Paris. My first study background is in engineering and mathematics. And in the last 5 years, I also graduated in mindfulness, coaching, and psychology. I'm married and mom of 2 little girls, of respectively 3 and 1 year old. I'm a conscious entrepreneur who works with people that cares about their lives and businesses, offering a support for a sustainable inner and outer growth. If you want to learn more about me and my offering, feel free to check the link in the description of this episode. And now it's time for us to get at the core of our subject today. And today I wanted to have a discussion with you regarding the power of willingness. In the first episode in English, I've recorded it in English and then recorded it in French. And now I'm doing it the other way. I've recorded it first in French and now I want to take this content, then run the episode in English. But I went into a struggle, an interesting struggle. In the episode in French, I encouraged free will. And in order to do so, I used the definition of the words fatalism and voluntarism. But those two words don't have the same signification in French and in English. It's not just a matter of translation. It's also a matter of culture. Each language holds its own culture. So being aware of that, I've chosen the words fatalism and free will for this English version of the episode. And I want again, in the same way that I've done it in French, to take the time to go through the definition of those two words in order to extract from them a learning that will help you strengthen your inner power. So let's start with fatalism. According to the Dictionary Britannica, fatalism is the attitude of mind which accepts whatever happens as having been bound or decreed to happen. And when I look at this definition in Google, I also see that people are asking an interesting question. People are asking the question, what's the difference between fatalism and pessimism? This is interesting. It's interesting that people are associating fatalism with pessimism. And I think it's because they usually go together, although they are different. So I'll give you the differentiation that Google is giving me, and then we will go to free will. So, the difference between fatalism and pessimism. Neutral or non-judgmental fatalism is the belief of not being able to influence, regardless of whether something good, something bad, or something indifferent happens. So it's really focusing on humans not being able to influence what's happening. Pessimistic fatalism, on the other hand, is the expectation that nothing good will happen, but that all human impulses will fail sooner or later. And this was a good learning for me, because when I recorded the episode in French, actually, subconsciously, what I wanted to pinpoint was the pessimistic fatalism. According to Britannica, free will in philosophy and science is the supposed power or capacity of humans to make decisions or perform actions independently of any prior event or state of the universe. And I want to highlight in this definition the importance of the word any prior event or state of the universe. Not current, not future, independently of any prior event or state of the universe. And this is what I want to emphasize on in this podcast, in this specific episode. With the heartbreaking wars, with the chaos that we are experiencing, we could be tempted to withdraw and not say or do anything about it. And actually, that happens also in our lives. It also happens when something bad happens to us, or when we are going through a situation that is difficult to handle, that is stressful. We could be tempted to think that there is not much that we can do about it. Or when we are seeing someone close to us, in our family, in our circle of friends, in our workplace, when we are seeing someone going through a difficult situation, going through a hard time, you could sometimes feel powerless. And I get you. I get you because when I was going through hard times at work or in life, this was the first way that I approached things. First, I thought, I'm not sure that there is anything I can do about it. I could just be patient and there will be better days. But better days didn't come. And I started getting a bit impatient. So I started really wondering and searching for how I could make things change. And at that time, I was working in data science. And I started understanding how data science was based in how humans think, how we make decisions, how we group things, how we make the link in our brains, how we make meaning of the information that we get from the world. And then I've got interested in neuroscience and I started understanding that actually our brain is a muscle. This was the most insightful learning of my life. Our brain is a muscle. I was like, oh my God. Because when I understood that, it started meaning that like the muscle, physical muscle, when I go to the gym and I train those, I don't have to always be weak. I can be physically strong. And that implies free will. So my capacity to choose between being strong and not weak physically. But then that means also, if we consider that the brain is a muscle, I can choose to be strong and not weak mentally. I can choose to work on myself, to train my brain. And then I found the MBSR course with 40 years of science backing up the fact that mindfulness helps reduce stress and anxiety. And that training was a mind training and a teaching to how to connect the mind with the body, with the emotions. And that actually I could learn that. And at first, it was a lonely journey because I knew that nobody around me believed that. But actually, nobody had ever tried. So actually, what do they know? But also, what did I know? So I had to try it myself, to go through the program, to do the homework I've been asked to do, to trust the process. And what I've got from it blew my mind. I was not only able to manage my stress, but then I changed also my whole life for the better. This, of course, didn't happen with MBSR alone, but it was a beginning of the journey. It was the beginning of the trust that if I work on myself, I can do it. It was the beginning of my journey with free will. And then, when I knew about it, I went to get trained of how to teach it. Then I offered those transmissions to others. I've supported others and I continue to support others in this inner journey. And I love it. But the way I went through it at the beginning is just by not trusting people who had not done it. And not trusting my own judgment of not doing it. How do I know? How do they know? None of us knew anything because none of us had ever tried anything. And the link that I'm doing with the war, with the chaos around us, and the fatalism and the free will, is that actually some people are trying to communicate. Some people are trying to put their talent at the service of humanity as a force for good. And without that free will, that hope that it may change, then we are left hopeless. If each of us is facing a difficulty, we're not doing ourselves the service to trust that we're hopeless. And I love a French proverb that says, tant qu'il y a de la vie, il y a de l'espoir. As long as we are alive, there is hope. And once we start looking at life with this free will, with this confidence in our capacity to change, in our capacity to be stronger, in our capacity to create an island of calm in the middle of the chaos, then we do something about it. And who knows? And my only regret each time that I'm doing a self-development work would that be MBSR to manage my stress, my emotions, or any other program that I actually currently teach. My only regret is if only I had done it before. And each time that I'm working with a new client, my only regret at the end is if only they came before. But I trust. I trust in the timing of everything. I trust that things come to us when we are ready for it. So probably if I had met mindfulness before, I wouldn't even have understood that. So I think it came at the right time, at the right moment. And I started believing that anyone that comes to me to work with me, it means that it's the right person at the right time, at the right moment. Some people work with me without even knowing who I am, just because they've heard about me. Some people meet me, fall into my podcast or my Instagram page, and instantaneously feel that I'm the right person for them. Others may listen to my podcasts or watch my other content for years before considering working with me. And others may follow me for years, but our actual road is not meant to be crossed in other channels. And I trust that it's the right path for each of us. And the question that I want you to ask yourself if you're listening to this episode is, how long am I willing to stay in this situation? And the big transformations that happened for me is where my impatience came into play. I always thought that impatience was one of my biggest weaknesses. But when I started learning about the duality of things, I understood that impatience has also a second phase, which is the willingness to take action. And this is then one of my best strength character, the willingness to take action, because there is the free will. So for anyone that is taking an action, an perfect action, an imperfect action, it doesn't matter, just an action, to change his life, to change the world for the good, for a better place for all of us, then trust yourself and thank you for doing that. Thank you for sharing your talent. Thank you for being a force for good. Don't give up. People will tell you to give up. Don't give up. People tell you that nobody is listening. Don't give up. People will tell you that nobody cares. Don't give up. Don't let the fatalism drop you down. And if you're questioning yourself, although I know that the others have done it, that they were able to do it, although I know, Leila, that you overcame such difficult situations in your life and you went out from it stronger, I don't think I can do it. Please be your friend. Please listen to your inner voice. Please give it a try. And what if it works? Who knows? I'm not telling you that it's going to work. I don't know either. But what if it worked? You're right. I don't know. But what do you know? And if you're noticing someone that is close to your heart and you want to help this person and you're thinking he or she won't get it, he or she won't be able to do the work that needs to be done to get there, what do you know? And if someone is judging you, if someone is telling you that you won't succeed, that you will always have the same difficulty, that it will be always difficult for you, what do they know? I also had many people telling me that. And what if I stopped myself from learning, from trying and listen to them? What would happen to me? What are the things that I wouldn't have reached if I've done this? So please, my message here in this episode of the podcast is not to tell you, okay, trust yourself, you're going to do it. Trust the others, trust the world. Everything is going to be fine, you just need to work. all the actions that we are doing, it's just a matter of time and then we're going all to succeed. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just questioning the fatalism. What do we know? And for me, it's enough to keep us moving. It's enough. We don't need to know that it's going to work. We just need to remove from our heads that it's not going to work. It's enough to keep us moving. It's enough to keep us trying. It's enough to keep us hoping. And this is also why I'm doing this podcast. People telling me, oh, you're going to have a podcast, ha ha ha. You would have one or two people listening to your episode at the beginning, ha ha ha. What do they know? Yes, in the first episode, there were 1, 2, 3, 10 people listening to my podcast. And now we're thousands and thousands connecting to each other through this beautiful channel. And I've been told also, ho, Leila, English is not your mother tongue. You make so many mistakes in English. And here I am doing this episode in English and not even reading. And if you understand both English and French, this episode was meant to be the same, exactly the same as the one in French. It's just that I didn't have the time to register both of them in the same day. So 2 days happened between those. And now I'm registering the English one with the same ideas, but with a different narrative. I'm not even looking at my notes or what did I say or in which order I said it. I'm doing it fluently in English. And I want to say also, ha ha ha, I'm doing it. Yes, it's not perfect. Yes, I'm doing mistakes. But I'm here. I'm taking actions. I'm talking from my heart. My English is not perfect. I'm not perfect. But I have so much to share that I'm not going to stop. I will continue to learn. I will continue to grow. I will continue to practice. And who knows? I have been told that I may lose my current audience if I start speaking in English in the podcast because people that listen to me speak French. I continue to deliver the content in French and I love it. And adding episodes in English was amazing because there are new people listening to me that don't speak French. There are other people that connect with me in this new language. Probably for them is their second or third language as well. What do I know? The reach of the first episode in English compared to the ones in French was outstanding. It was 10 times the reach. How could I even imagine that would happen if I didn't try? I didn't know. I didn't put any expectation on it. I was like, okay, so probably I would have 0, 1, 2 listeners. I had 10 times the number of reach. So let's keep hoping. Let's keep trying. Let's keep living. This is Podcast Vivre. We're talking about life. This is the end of this episode. I hope that you have learned something new, that I gave you the willingness to take actions in your life, in this world. I hope that you will apply this learning to your life. And if you're listening to my episodes in English, I would love for you to leave a 5-star rating in Spotify and in iTunes. And also write me a comment in English. I would love to read your comments, to connect with you. I hope that you're having a beautiful day and see you soon in a new episode of the Podcast Vivre. Take care.